I think a lot of people are guilty of not being social on social media. Good marketers have great empathy. If you want to be effective and good at it, engage like the other people on that platform. That's what we're thinking about in terms of the cost of attention. I think it's only going to go up, but I think it's a good challenge for all of us to get mature for our businesses and finding other areas so that we're not so heavily reliant on one platform or just susceptible to volatility when it comes to attention and the cost of people even knowing that you exist.
Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com.
Welcome to Matt's Golf Instructional. Just kidding. We're doing a Marketing with Matt. We're going to be talking some marketing thoughts here. I just honestly am out here with my wife on a baby moon. Not everybody knows that I enjoy golf. And instead of having to choose to spend more time inside and less time golfing, I thought I could do both. So we're going to be talking the cost of attention in marketing in 2024. And I'm excited because I got a lot of thoughts rambling around this topic. I think it'll be good. So for context, earlier this week, I was in Boise and I was out there, got to have some one-on-one time with Russell Brunson. And before that time, there was other folks in the room. I was actually talking to their head of marketing, their head of advertising. It was just saying how, man, the last week, the performance of their ads absolutely tanked. And I realized, my gosh, that's the same thing that we've been experiencing. And he already knew more than me that, hey, this is just what happens when there's a lot of things of relevance and just other things competing for attention. So when you think of political chaos going on, world events, current events, all of those things are competing for people's attention when it comes to scrolling, and especially in platforms where you're trying to do demand generation, where they're not looking for you, they're just going through their life. And so all those things are competing. The algorithms are seeing people engage with that type of content, and they're going to deprioritize your content. So for us specifically, we looked at the CPM, which is just the cost for reach, and it had absolutely skyrocketed compared to anything we'd ever seen before in any of our campaigns. And so we knew something was going dramatically wrong because everything else was working fine. And so it caused us to now say, like, what do we do for 2024? What do we do as we ramp up into this year where there's going to be more and more of these kind of things, where there's tons of just noise in the marketplace competing for attention? And I want to talk you through some of the options that we ran through, some considerations, and what we're ultimately going to be doing going forward. And hopefully this is helpful in informing your own campaigns and the direction that you take in 2024. So the first is, do you cut back on spend? Do you do what some folks do in quarter four? Because there's a lot of competition in the end of the year with e-commerce. They all pop on the scene advertising because it's a big buying season. And so some folks just pull back. They cut off their ads to say, hey, I just save. I don't spend in the high competition season. That's one option. And a variation of that is cut back to some space. Maybe along that side, do you spend it somewhere else? So not in a demand response space or not in a demand generation like Meta. Maybe go demand response like Google, where people are searching, there's intent, and you spend more, you just take the spend and move it over in that space. The other is, you know, maybe diversify lead flow. I've been really big on inbound. That's how most of our marketing advertising goes, is we pay to get reach and awareness, and then we trust that our free value is good enough to want you to come into our ecosystem. But it's a sign of a mature business to have some sort of outbound lead generation, some outbound sales mechanism. So that's another thought that we're going through. Is this the catalyst where we should focus our attention there? And I'm trying to remember what my fourth was that we were kind of considering. I think it's all variations of those things. Do we cut back? Do we spend more time in other platforms? Or do we take this moment to focus on outbound? And those are really, when you start to see your paid advertising not work, I've talked about this on past shows, we usually say double down. When people go, when it feels hard, do you double down? And so here's the other factors that we're wrestling with. How long is this going to last? Is this just 1 week? Is it just the craziness of the last week or couple of weeks, and it's going to kind of die down, and you know, we won't see anything like this again until the fall? Or is this just a sign of times to come, and this is going to mark all of 2024? So that's an unknown, but definitely a consideration there. There's the opportunity cost. If you cut down on your ad spend, you can't scale it back up as quickly. So if we cut things in half, we can really only ramp up healthily by a percentage per week, you know. And, you know, I think they say, I don't know this, so don't take this as as canon or law. But I think we do about 10% increase per week to give time for the algorithm to adjust. And that might be per campaign. I forget exactly what it paced out to be. But you can't go, you can't just double your spend. You can't keep on saying, double your spend, double your spend, double your spend. If you decide, I want to double my spend, it's incremental steps to get there. So if you cut it in half, you can't rebound to where you're at. And there's an important consideration for us, and maybe for you, if there's other aspects to your funnel. So for us, we've got calls. People book calls in with the team. That means we have people standing by, ready for a full calendar. And if they don't have a full calendar, they can't sell. And if they can't sell, the whole mechanism falls apart. And so it's just kind of like wasted space of talent and skills. So basically, there's other factors on capacity for your business usually. And it's not as simple as like, well, let me just cut it down. It has other effects. But when you cut it down, it takes longer to rebound, and it's going to be longer to rebound to get capacity for the team as well. Those other areas, other platforms, they're not a perfect one-to-one match. Meta is unique, or categorically, it's demand generation. I meet folks that are not thinking about us. I educate and I agitate about a problem that gets them to prioritize moving forward with us. In other places like pay-per-click, they have to be searching something. And so if they're not searching for us or something related, I can't get those eyeballs. I can't get that attention, even if I'm really good at teaching about a problem, getting them to prioritize us. And so it's just also not going to be a one-to-one in terms of the trade-off of how much reach we could get with a platform like Meta, Facebook, and Instagram. And so limited in terms of the trade-off. And then for outbound, I just don't have the skill. I've been really, I don't want to say against outbound, but I've been really kind of against outbound. It just feels bad to me. And I realize it's just a skill that I don't have because I think, you know, for me in my life, here's a good example of good outbound. Someone knocked on my door and said, hey, do you have bugs? I said, yes. And they're like, hey, we could do a service where we come once a month and ensure that you never have any bugs, any pests. And if for some reason they do pop up, we'll come again as many times as it needs. And I said, yeah. And I've been happy with that service and I pay every single month. If they had not done outbound marketing, door knocking, I would have never known they existed. And I would have been facing, you know, bug infestation a few times through year. And I would have just had to personally handle it by driving to Home Depot or whatever else is the alternative solutions to what they provide. So I have stories in my life where I'm like, outbound isn't bad. It isn't evil. There are good versions of it. You just got to, I think, do it in effective way. So let me talk through what we're doing and maybe give you an idea of the mix. So one, we are going to trade some costs. We are actually pulling back, scaling down Meta. Why? Because I actually realized this is a strategic awakening that like we shouldn't be so reliant on Meta. To be fair, we advertise on all platforms, like literally every single platform. But by far, the one that we've scaled the most is Meta. It's been the easiest, most straightforward. Our head of marketing right now, he comes with a lot of paid experience. So it was like very clear, very, you know, cut and dry, and we could do it well. But I realized like now, man, we're heavily reliant on it. So you probably don't want to have, you know, 90% of your lead generation coming from one platform that's so susceptible to volatility there. So we're going to, you know, pursue ramping up these other platforms that are maybe a little bit more, they require a different kind of creative, different kind of messaging, different kind of offers. And specifically like in Google, that's YouTube. And then I would say on LinkedIn are the two that we're thinking, hey, I'm going to focus more on YouTube and LinkedIn, because those places are maybe a little bit less mindless scrolling, if you will. Like if you're on YouTube, you're usually looking for something, going down some specific path there. And so if you're like trying to learn a skill, you're not also thinking like, I wonder what's going on in politics, where that happens all the time in Meta. So we're going to try and vamp up over there. And then the challenge also is on the outbound. Just saying to ourselves, hey, we need a percentage of our leads to be outbound generated, because that is actually one of the unique forms of marketing where it's most reliant on your inputs. It's how many dials, it's how many DMs, it's how many door knocks, whatever it might be. You have much more control over the output because your cost per impression is a little bit more fixed, if that makes sense. It's limited. It scales linearly, usually. It's limited and scales linearly where you can get some kind of like imbalance in other platforms, but it's very controlled. How many dials, how many emails, how many DMs? And so if you're thinking about that and wanting to get into more of like cold outbound, one thing I'll advise you in is like most folks that I see who like, I hear them doing outbound well, they don't start with outbound. So a lot of folks that I see that fail or struggle, get frustrated, and then don't continue started with outbound because they thought, oh, this is so easy. It doesn't have as much cost. I'd say it actually has more opportunity cost in not doing it well. With inbound, I'm judged when my ads don't work. And so what do? I change my messaging. This is getting into a past show that I did about that. And you should check it out. I specifically talked about what do you do when your ads don't work. I use that as feedback to say, we need to make our messaging better. We know our messaging is good. So now the only thing that's changing is the cost for those impressions. So if you've done inbound, you know inbound works. You're actually, it's a little bit easier to move over into outbound because you have an idea of what your avatar cares about, the language they use, and the offers that might resonate with them. Now you're just not waiting for them to see the platform on Facebook, see your messaging on Facebook. You're saying, I'm going to just go find you on LinkedIn. And so that actually leads me to like, what channels are we thinking about? Why, Matt, are you saying LinkedIn and not just saying cold email? I could just buy a list of my prospects and run cold email to them. Gmail and like Google's job is to keep you out of the inbox. Like that's called spam. They literally are rewarded by doing a good job of keeping you out of their inbox. LinkedIn is one of the few platforms where you can pay to show up in their inbox. LinkedIn absolutely wants to monetize you getting your messaging out. It's limited. You don't have unlimited reach. Whereas like, you know, you could say on email, I could send a million emails, but you're on the same team as the platform. LinkedIn's on the same team, you're paying them to be able to send these, messages directly to show up in the inbox. And then you just got to be good about your messaging and your offer there. And so, that's why I like LinkedIn. And then on Instagram, I'll say it's sort of outbound. It's sort of just like getting disciplined in other forms of awareness generation. That could be content and it could be engagement, being social on social media. I think a lot of marketers are susceptible, even business owners are guilty of not being social on social media. Good marketers have great empathy. Empathy is imagining yourself in the other person's shoes. If you're on that platform, if you want to be effective and good at it, engage like the other people on that platform. The platform is designed for folks who like the platform. And so, you know, people who listen to podcasts. People who, are active on Pinterest are active on Pinterest. And if they love and engage on Instagram, they're going to engage on Instagram. So that's what we're thinking about in terms of the cost of attention. I think it's only going to go up, but I think it's a good challenge for all of us to get mature for our businesses and finding other areas, maybe more platform diversification to more demand response, and maybe a little bit more cold messaging or outbound lead generation so that we're not so heavily reliant on one platform or just susceptible to volatility when it comes to attention and the cost of people even knowing that you exist.
Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out ProfitMoreWorkLess.com to learn how we create high-margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay, bye for now.